This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The Bush administration is defending its efforts to prepare U.S. troops in Iraq. Soldiers have complained for months that they didn't have the proper defense against roadside bombs. This week, those complaints erupted to the surface. It was at a town hall-style meeting in Kuwait. A soldier asked Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld why troops had to forage for scrap metal to armor their vehicles. Rumsfeld replied, in part, that the military was providing armor as quickly as possible, but some defense contractors say otherwise. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
In response to the complaints about a shortage of armored vehicles for U.S. troops in Iraq, President Bush made this statement yesterday at the White House.
The concerns expressed are being addressed, and that is we expect our troops to have the best possible equipment. And if I were a soldier overseas wanting to defend my country, I'd want to ask the Secretary of Defense the same question, and that is, are we getting the best we can get us?
Secretary Rumsfeld, in response to the complaints, told U.S. soldiers in Kuwait the situation could be better. But he assured the troops that the military is ramping up production of armored vehicles, especially Humvees, as fast as possible.
It's essentially a matter of physics. It isn't a matter of money. It isn't a matter on the part of the Army of desire. It's a matter of production and capability of doing it.
But the defense contractor that produces factory-armored Humvees for the military says it could produce more such vehicles if asked. Robert McCready, president of the Aerospace and Defense Group of Armor Holdings, based in Jacksonville, Florida, says his company could produce another 50 to 100 armored Humvees per month. He says he's told the customer, the U.S. military, that and stands ready to do it. But McCready says the military hasn't ordered it. The controversy over appropriate protection and equipment for U.S. combat forces has galvanized Democrats on Capitol Hill. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi of California went so far as to call for Secretary Rumsfeld's resignation.
These brave men and women risk their lives for our country every day, and that their noble service is unquestionably made more dangerous because of Secretary Rumsfeld's failure to provide them with the vehicle and body armor they need.
Matt Salmon, a former Republican congressman from Arizona, now is a consultant to ArmorWorks, a defense contractor based in Tempe, Arizona. The company produces body armor for the U.S. military, as well as kits that are used to put ceramic-plated, rather than steel, armor on vehicles after they come off the assembly line. He says the armor works well, but says his company would like to produce a lot more.
We're currently producing about 300 kits a month that are retrofitted on the Humvee vehicles and being sent to Iraq, and we could do double that.
Anita Vajentic, spokeswoman for the Army Materiel Command at Fort Belvoir, Virginia, says a ceramic-plated armor does not meet technical requirements. Salmon calls that a smokescreen. He points out that the military contracted for more than 1,000 of the ArmorWorks kits, and he questions why more have not been ordered. But not everyone thinks the Pentagon has dropped the ball. Retired Lieutenant General Gus Pagonis was responsible for logistical operations during the first Persian Gulf War. He says it's inconceivable that the Pentagon would not do everything possible to protect U.S. forces, and he offers this observation.
The soldier on the ground in today's environment has the ability to meet with people and complain. That's the tradition of an American soldier. They've been complaining since the Revolutionary War.
Nonetheless, these complaints have given ammunition to critics who say the United States went into the war in Iraq unprepared. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.